Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works.
I am Pharmacist Ben, and thank you for joining us. Our number on The Bright Side this evening and every evening, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, if you just want to contribute to the conversation, 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. We'll get your calls in our next segment. We'll talk to Robin Hitt at the bottom of the hour. Robin is a registered nurse, accredited life and business coach, and an adoption counselor. She has written a very interesting book about adoption, Open-Eyed Adoption, a book about the self-kindness that's required as an adoptee or as an adopter. Robin Hitt, bottom of the hour. Your calls, next segment, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, head to my websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Ask about joining the Bright Side Ben team for a one-time fee. You can be in business for yourself. We can help you build your longevity business. It's a great way to make a little spare change, or if you're an entrepreneur, it's a great way to start a home-based business. You can be in business for yourself for a monthly, $35 or $40 monthly fee, I think it is. Or you can just buy inventory for $400 or $500, and you can be in business for yourself. And I know of no other businesses that have that kind of startup cost, not to mention a business that helps people and makes a difference in people's lives. If that sounds interesting to you, call 866-735-2470. Tell them you want to join the Bright Side Ben team, or hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com. pharmacistben.com or criticalhealthnews.com. All right, Robin Hitt at the bottom of the hour. Your calls next segment, 844-236-6010. We've been talking about the sulfur amino acids, and I was going to talk about this really interesting sulfur-based tripeptide. Tri meaning three, peptide meaning aminos. These three amino acids that are strung together to make this incredibly important nutritional supplement. I will talk about it here in just a moment. But before I get to that, I forgot to mention, and this is really important, about these sulfur amino acids. They're very important for blood fats. They have, we did talk about how they help you metabolize fats. Methionine in particular is good for the liver, for folks with a fatty liver. But the sulfur amino acids, particularly methionine and cysteine to a certain extent, are really important for keeping blood fats stable. Now, while blood cholesterol, it may be a little bit much ado about nothing, although, you know, you want to keep your cholesterol within healthy parameters, it's really your blood fats, the blood lipids, the triglycerides, in addition to the cholesterol, but really it's the triglycerides that are problematic, and sulfur-containing amino acids play a very important role in supporting healthy blood fats. Also, they play a role in supporting healthy blood cholesterol. I don't really pay too much attention to the blood cholesterol numbers, but for those who do, HDL, it's been shown that HDL, which is so-called good cholesterol, is elevated in folks who are supplementing with methionine or have good levels of methionine, and LDL levels drop. In general, you can think of the sulfur amino acids, particularly methionine, as being important for blood and blood fats by virtue of this sulfur-containing molecule. Sulfur is really, really important for the blood, for the movement of the blood. We didn't really talk too much about this when we were talking about sulfur, but it bears repeating that sulfur helps spread out red blood cells. As we age, we squish up, we contract, we turn into a blob. Sulfur helps spread everything out. It particularly does that on red blood cells, but it also has an effect on fats. It can help spread out fats so they don't clump up. Sulfur is just an incredibly, incredibly valuable electromagnetic molecule because of these kind of magnetic properties that it has. For example, spreading things out, making things more liquid, making blood more liquid, making fats more water-soluble. Really fabulous element. And, of course, the sulfur amino acids are how we get most of our sulfur. You can also supplement with MSM. MSM is a really, really good supplement. One of the cool things about MSM, in addition to being a really good form of sulfur, is its non-toxicity. It's like essentially non-toxic, completely non-toxic, which is pretty impressive considering sulfur is such an amazingly active element. The MSM molecule is a way of getting sulfur into your body in a completely non-toxic fashion. All right, so we said that methionine, we just said it's good for blood fats, it's going to be good for folks who are trying to build muscle, folks who notice that they're aging, notice that their muscles are starting to get weaker. But there's another supplement that contains methionine that I've been using for a long time, and given methionine's roles in muscle building, it comes as no surprise that this supplement would really, really be helpful for people who are trying to build muscle. And I've been taking it personally for 30 years since I first heard about it in the gym when I was weightlifting. And you don't have to be a kid, or you don't have to be a weightlifter, you don't have to be a young person, a kid, or an athlete to get benefits from resistance training. Resistance training is really, really helpful for everybody, especially older folks. Older folks would do well to start doing resistance training as they age. You can add years to your life by doing resistance training, not to mention add to your quality of life by doing resistance training as you get older. And it gets harder to work out as you get older, which is why it's so important to work out as you get older. A sedentary lifestyle, or even a lifestyle without a good exercise program, a good resistance training program, could easily shorten your years, and it could definitely shorten your quality of life. So what is this tripeptide, this methionine-based three amino acid string, I guess you could say? It's called a tripeptide. What is this thing called? Well, first of all, I should tell you it's made up of methionine, and it's made up of another really, really interesting anabolic amino acid. And this is one we haven't talked about for a while, but I talk about it periodically because it's one of my favorite amino acids. It's got such an interesting property. It's really, really, I think of it as super amino acid, and it's good for a lot of building things. It's good for the heart, and these days a lot of people know about it, and people actually take it as a supplement, and it's called arginine. And arginine is the second amino acid that's in this tripeptide that I'm going to tell you about here. It's got methionine, you got arginine, two really powerful building amino acids. And then you've got another really interesting amino acid. I guess they're all interesting in their own way. And that one's called glycine. And this tripeptide that's made up of methionine, arginine, and glycine is called creatine. And you probably heard of creatine. If you've been listening to me, I've been talking about it for years. I first heard about creatine when I was in the gym. It was popularized, actually, creatine, believe it or not, was popularized right here in Colorado, in Golden, Colorado, and Boulder, Colorado. That's, if you've heard of creatine, you should know that right here, in where I'm sitting here in just outside Boulder, Colorado, is where creatine really got popularized. It was a guy who I actually knew who first popularized it. This was a guy who was in... He would work out in some of the gyms that I would work out, and he's kind of a workout guy, and he actually was a big spokesperson for working out, and he became a journalist, and he got involved with muscle magazines. I didn't know him all that well. I didn't even really know him. I just knew of him, and like myself, he was, and people I was hanging out with, he was looking for anything he could do. We were all looking for anything we could do to get us stronger and get us more efficient as athletes. Weightlifters, bigger and stronger. Your kid wanted to be bigger and stronger. And anyway, he got a wind of this. I'll tell you, this is a really interesting story. I'll finish it up when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. 844-236-6010 is our number. Robin Hitt will be with us at the bottom of the hour. Your calls next segment. We'll be back right after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
We're back on The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls if we have calls here in this segment. Robin Hitt will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We'll talk about her book, Open-Eyed Adoption. Continuing on with this really incredible nutritional supplement, creatine. I first heard about it 30 years ago or so. It became kind of a thing here locally because there was a guy who was sort of a muscle, kind of a muscle head, and also a journalist and kind of a spokesperson for muscle building folks. And his name was Bill Phillips, by the way. He became very well known, very famous. Anyway, he got a hold of the stuff and he started talking about it. He eventually bought himself a creatine business that was a small business from California. And he began selling the stuff. And somehow the Denver Broncos got their hands on creatine in the late 90s. And they started using it. And by coincidence, or not, maybe, they won two Super Bowls when they were on creatine. Excuse me, they got on creatine, they won two Super Bowls back to back. They were a good football team, but still. That's pretty unusual, and they had never been able to do that before. And one of the players, Shannon Sharp, was interviewed at the Super Bowls. He was wearing a cap with this guy with Bill's company's name on it, EAS. It was Experimental and Applied Sciences. And he just got interviewed after the Super Bowl, wearing this EAS cap. Boom, the whole thing exploded. All of a sudden, creatine was all the rage. EAS became a huge company. Eventually, Bill sold it for, I don't know, $150 million or something, and from zero, and he wrote a book called Fit for Life, and he became well-known as a fitness coach and as a bodybuilder, and all because of creatine, and all because of this random interview that Shannon Sharp did with his EAS cap. These days, creatine is very, very well known. 2023, we're talking 25, 26 years after creatine started to become a thing. These days, it's very well known, accepted. It's even got medical uses. It's certainly well known as a nutritional supplement. This molecule is the methionine-based molecule. Now, the arginine probably plays a role there, too, and I'm sure the glycine does, but the methionine's got that sulfur for building. It's cheap, relatively cheap. It's super effective for strength building, and pretty much all serious athletes and weightlifters and anybody who's interested in building muscle or interested in performance who makes a living from their performance or who somehow is in the performance field, business, athletic performance, uses creatine. Creatine supplementation has been shown to increase strength, and I'm talking dramatically increase strength, at least potentially, and it helps shorten recovery time between workouts, but it's a lot more, as it turns out, than a weightlifting substance. This is why I'm so fascinated with this molecule, creatine. Creatine is helpful for the entire body, really, not just the muscles. Yeah, people think about it like a bodybuilding and weightlifting and an athletic supplement, but it's much, much, much more than that. For example, creatine is important for brain health. Creatine has been shown to improve IQ. Creatine has been shown to improve mental performance. Creatine has been shown to improve memory and problem-solving skills. Can you imagine this? You take a supplement for your body, for bodybuilding, and you end up with an improved IQ and memory. Who do you think can benefit from that? Everybody. We can all benefit from improved IQ and memory. You don't have to be a bodybuilder or an athlete, especially elderly people. Creatine is one of the most amazing substances, amazing supplements that an elderly person can take. We'll talk about that here in a second. Creatine is also helpful for organic brain diseases where the brain deteriorates. Parkinson's disease, for example. Parkinson's patients can benefit from creatine supplementation. Huntington's, chorea, which is another neurodegenerative disease that affects the brain, that can also be, symptoms can also improve by creatine. And dementias as well. Alzheimer's dementia patients may have diminished symptoms when they supplement with creatine. How amazing is this? You've got a supplement that's a bodybuilding supplement that's relatively cheap that you can buy in a health food store and it's been shown to improve organic brain diseases. If you know anybody with Alzheimer's disease or any kind of dementia or any kind of degenerative condition, creatine could be one of the best gifts you give them. Creatine is not just a nutritional supplement either. It's used as medication for these things. Creatine has a prescription profile. It's like a drug. It's used to treat degenerative conditions, neural conditions like ALS, muscular dystrophy. Pretty much all inflammatory diseases, creatine has a role to play, and pretty much a positive role to play, a therapeutic role to play, in pretty much all inflammatory muscle and nerve diseases. And that, by the way, includes heart failure. Heart failure is one of the most receptive health challenges to creatine. Heart obviously is a muscle. The heart's electrical. It fits the perfect profile of an organ that's going to benefit from this amazing, amazing supplement. Remember, creatine is a energy substance. It helps cells get energy. That's its role. Help cells get energy. Of course, that would be expected by the energetic element sulfur that it has, that menthionine molecule, but the arginine is also important there. Creatine is important for all muscular movement. That has to be highlighted, because we think of athletes and we think people are going to the gym, but we're all moving our muscles. All adults benefit, especially the elderly. According to an article in the March 2019 edition of the Journal of Clinical Medicine, quote, creatine supplementation has the potential to increase aging muscle mass, muscle performance, and to decrease the risk of falls, and possibly attenuate inflammation and loss of bone mineral. This is a must-have, people, especially for elderly people, especially for elderly folks. This is a must-have substance, non-toxic. Maybe you get a little crampy if you take too much. I'll talk about that here later on. We'll talk about some of the things you got to watch out for with creatine. You think I recommend it? You better believe I do. One of the most common health challenges that affects old people is something called sarcopenia. Sarcopenia, sarco meaning muscle and penia being little or small, sarcopenia is a general decrease in muscle mass as we get older. It happens to everybody. It's happening to me. Unfortunately, I look in the mirror, I can see it. I'm in my 60s, early 60s. And that's pretty much when it starts to happen. It doesn't have to happen. There's a lot of things you can do to slow it down. And one of the things you could do is take creatine. And by the way, as we get older and sarcopenia kicks in, it's not just the way you look, it's also muscular capabilities, just the ability to lift things or to open jars or to walk and bike and hike, especially across distances. You get a reduction in bone mass. All of these kinds of quality of life signs, decreased quality of life signs, are associated with sarcopenia and decreased muscle mass. Sarcopenia also is associated with low-grade inflammation. It causes low-grade inflammation, and it comes from low-grade inflammation. Over the course of time, it should be expected that we will have low-grade inflammation from the way we eat, and that can cause sarcopenia, and then sarcopenia can cause more low-grade inflammation. There's lots of ways to prevent sarcopenia. That's the take-home message. Not that sarcopenia is awful, that this decrease in muscle mass is awful, which it is, but you can reverse it, and you can prevent it. And that includes more protein, more methionine, more sulfur, less sugar, less gluten, less inflammatory, which is basically the good things we talk about all the time, except when you get older, it becomes more important to do it. And of course, using supplements like methionine, like MSM, like collagen peptides, like collagen powder, like whey protein, and like creatine. We will continue talking about this on our next Bright Side episode. Next segment, we've got Robin Hick. We're going to talk about her book, Open-Eyed Adoption. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll return right after this.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470, or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
USA News Update. More than 80 million Americans are under alert for wind and winter weather as a massive storm moves east.
All the way across the country, crews in Boston are already preparing for the major winter storm's arrival. That same storm that dumped heavy rain and snow in Southern California is expected to bring more snow to Boston early this week. More than a half foot of snow could fall in some areas. I'm John Schaefer.
President Biden is confirming his intention to serve another 4 years in the White House, but Biden told ABC News,
"My intention is from the beginning to run, but there's too many other things I have to finish in the near term before I start a campaign."
Today marks 30 years since the 1993 World Trade Center bombing. Six people were killed after terrorists set off a homemade bomb in a parking garage under the Twin Towers. More than 1,000 people were injured due to the large explosion and debris. Dave Collins, USA News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. We're on the air weekend evening, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, and 24/7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. You'll find a search box you can use if you miss a program or want to review a subject or share one with a friend or loved one. You can also find all the longevity products up at brightsideben.com, as well as my blog, pharmacistben.com, and our blog posts and news stories and videos that are all up at criticalhealthnews.com. All the products are on all the websites. You can find a Join the Team link on all the websites, too, if you want to sign up to join the Brightside Ben team. We'd like to have you on the team. We can help you build your longevity business, and it's a great way to enter into the nutritional supplement field. It's also a great way to get your longevity products at the wholesale price if you so desire. Hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com, or you can call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470 for more information Also, please check out our Truth Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com, all formulated by myself and my compounding pharmacy for helping heal wounds and heal various skin health issues. What I realized by formulating for helping folks deal with unhealthy skin was that when the skin is healed, it becomes beautiful. No surprise. Healthy skin is beautiful skin. A healthy body is a beautiful body. Truth Skin Health products are just that. They're health products for your skin. Essentially, topical nutritional supplements featuring fat-soluble vitamin C. Yes, there is such a thing as fat-soluble vitamin C. Retinol in high concentrations, plant-derived minerals, as well as alpha and beta hydroxy acids. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, water, silicone, vegetable oil. Nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our Truth Skin Health products. They're all up at Truth Treatments. With an S, truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. All right, I'm looking forward to speaking to our guest today. She's a former registered nurse, and she gets major brownie points just for being a registered nurse. She is also a business coach, an accredited life and business coach, and she's the author of a new book about adoption, open-eyed adoption. It's about the importance of self-kindness and shows the way to get support, the support you need as an adoptee and probably as an adopter. Please welcome to the bright side, Robin Hitz. Let's see if I got Robin here. Robin. What's up, Robin?
I'm here.
Hey, what's going on? Thanks for coming on, Robin. So you're an RN.
Thanks for having me.
I love that you're an RN. That's the coolest to me. RNs, you know, I'm a pharmacist, and we have mad respect for RNs. It's the RNs that run the health. Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, you know, it's funny because only doctors and pharmacists, we have this private view into the world of doctors, and we are not as impressed as the general public for the most part.
True.
Yeah, nurses, that's a little secret that nurses and pharmacists know, that the general public doesn't know. In any case, so now you're talking about adoption. Well, you also do life. Tell us a little bit about this life and business coach work that you do.
Yeah, I coach people who own small businesses that just need a little time to think about planning and dreaming and putting plans to work, you know, putting feet to their plans. And a lot of times the bosses just, you know, keep going, and the people whose values line up with their actions go way farther than people who don't. And that's what coaching's about, just to sort of get you in touch with what are my values and where do I want to take this? Where do I want to go in life? And, you know, otherwise it's just a dream. So when you put your feet to those dreams, that's when things get done, and people just come away feeling like they've lived their best life.
So that's true not just for business, that's true for everybody. Everything you're just talking about, how to have a good life, right?
It is. Yes.
How did you, do you learn by teaching, or did you have some kind of skill in this beforehand, or is this kind of like you're doing it for yourself as much as for your clients?
Yeah, it's kind of fun. I'm a retired RN. I worked in ICU at the last part, and I loved it, but I just, I stayed home with my kids because my husband flew for a living, and somebody had to mind the store, so I took a break from nursing and thought I would go back to it, but when my kids got to college age, I thought, you know, I've noticed that people come to me with their problems, and they seem to kind of walk away wagging their tail afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wonder what that's about. So curious me, I looked into the field of coaching, and I decided to go for my credential with the International Coach Federation, which I did receive. And so, yes, I have been trained, and I do my own work personally.
Very nice.
I don't just say... tell people what to do, but I do it myself as well.
Thank you. So that's exactly right. That's true. How did you make this turn into adoption, or is there a relationship there between how you live a good life and have a good business and how you deal with the whole adopted situation, either as the adopter or the adoptee, or is it kind of completely different? Are you're like right out of left field?
Well, our lives are contiguous, you know. They, they're pieced together pearl by pearl. And I don't think we're really we might look asymmetrical sometimes.
But there's a necklace that's forming.
There really is.
Yeah. But you don't see it till the end, probably. Or at the very...
Right. I couldn't have told you that in my 20s, but...
Right.
Yeah, we adopted infant girls 3 years apart. And I thought I could just take them home, love them till the day I die, and everything would be great. I thought love can conquer whatever we come up against. Little did I know that all adoptees have trauma, and I didn't know what I was doing. So I basically stumbled through, you know, in Texas. I'm not there anymore, but in Texas there's this thing, even a blind hog finds a cob now and then.
Oh, yeah, even a broken clock is right twice a day or something like that. I've heard that one.
There you go.
So say that again, though. I want to remember that. Even a what? Blind hog can...
A blind hog...
Yeah.
Find a cob down.
Okay, a cob. Yeah. Okay, that's good. All right. So you found something. You're not a blind hog. I'm sure you were smarter than that. But you found something, right?
Yeah.
Accidentally.
I started looking, and you know, I came to a crisis point when the girls really were. We had some problems in high school, but nothing really. I just chalked it up to teenage angst, and they went to colleges in different states, did really well, got out of college, and sort of became stuck. Like, they were looking to us to make them happy, and that was a shock. And so I thought, what is going on here? And there was just a bad breakup with one of the daughters, and really the whole family was just sort of going, wow, nobody's talking, and it was just a really rough patch, and I just started, I kind of had a face down moment, and...
Robin, I hate to do this, we got a commercial.
Go ahead.
Hang on to that. I'm at the edge of my seat here. So, all right, okay. Robin Hitt is with us. Her book, Open-Eyed Adoption. Her website is robinhitt.com. That's R-O-B-I-N-H-I-T-T. Hi, pharmacist Ben. More with Robin Hitt on the Bright Side right after this break.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hey, y'all. Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Back on the bright side, I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're talking to Robin Hitt, author of the book Open-Eyed Adoption. RobinHitt.com is your website. Robin, before we went to break, you were talking about a cool story about your daughters, and even a blind hog can find a cob once in a while.
Right.
Continue on.
I just came to, you know, after they got out of college, and we were all kind of stuck, and you know, this bad breakup and everything. Nobody was communicating. And I just kind of had a face-down moment, and I thought, what is going on here? I have evidently missed a whole lot of information. Mm. So I thought, I'm going to call somebody. And I remembered that a gal years ago adopted the same day we did, our oldest, and I thought, I'm just going to humble myself. She's probably been the incredible mother of the year every year. And I'm just going to ask her, you know, what am I missing? And I called, and I hadn't talked to her in all those years, you know, over 20. And she said, oh, have we got a lot to talk about? And together we started meeting and exchanging stories and difficulties with adoptees. And it, for the first time, it dawned on me, you know, there must be a difference here that I missed, because I never thought there was any difference. And so that led to me researching. I read everything I could find on adoption. There really wasn't that much at that time. And then I thought, well, maybe there's other parents out there. So I started interviewing parents, and so-and-so would know so-and-so, and a friend of a friend. And
how common is adoption? How common is it?
Well, there's 100 million Americans currently impacted by adoption in their immediate family. So that's about a third of the nation.
Well, but, I mean, how many adoptees? Do you know, is there a figure for how many adoptees there are? Like kids?
I really don't know. Uh-huh. You know, at one time there was like 137,000.
Okay.
I think it's more now, you know.
Is there an age limit?
I really tried to keep up the statistics, and I don't really know.
Is there an age limit? do you find? Like, what's the high end on adoptees?
You mean...
Do people adopt 10-year-olds and 12-year-olds?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Yeah, 14-year-olds, 15-year-olds?
I mean, they're 18. In the system to 18.
I see.
You know, from birth to 18. And so there's three ways you can adopt. There's private, public. There's also, you know, older kids out of the foster care system. Many of them, if not most, have, I would just say most, because to be in the foster care system, you're definitely going to have had lots of trauma. And so it just,
especially if you're older,
what I found out was, as I interviewed these parents who had adopted all over the country, my goodness, they all felt shame. They all felt like they were doing a horrible job. They were all isolated and felt like they were all alone and that they had done the worst thing. Hang on to that.
Hang on to that thought for 1 second. I want to ask you a question. Is there a psychological profile, a stereotypical psychological profile for people who adopt? Or is it completely
for people who adopt, it's all over the place. Yeah, parents and foster. Yeah, I mean, generally, the reason I ask the same questions of everybody, and so I kind of got a body of evidence. But the reason that they adopt, for the most part, is because they want to build a family, and they were unable to, or they've already got biological kids, and they just wanted to add. Sometimes people have this savior complex that they want to rescue these children. But that's not as much, I didn't find that as often as just people who were very loving and wanted to give their best to somebody else. So finding out that they felt shame was really shocking.
Yeah, I was going to say, leads me to believe there might be some kind of psychological thing for people who do adopt. Do you notice that the people who adopt, there are personality traits or psychological traits that make them more likely to be successful? Or the other way around, more likely to be unsuccessful?
I think knowledge is the thing that determines success or not. You know, they always say knowledge is power. I mean, everybody goes in with the love, but love isn't enough. You have to know what you're doing, and that's why the book, Open-Eyed, because I was starry-eyed, as are a lot of parents when they adopt. They think, it's going to be great. You know, we're just going to have a great time, and, you know, give them the best that we have, and then when it's not enough, because of the lack of knowledge, these parents, like I experience shame. You know, we feel like, man, why didn't we know this stuff? You know, we gave our best, and it wasn't good enough. So that means we're not good enough. You know, that's the conclusion you jump to. So what I want to educate parents about and encourage adopted parents through this book is, hey, you know, there are things in the adoptee, they have rejection, they have trauma, they have identity issues, there's lack of belonging, they have communication hardships, self-sabotage, and on, I write about it in the book. And there's things that we can do to help. You know, we discipline differently because they're adopted. We also have to take time out and show self-compassion for us, that we can demonstrate that to our children, give them permission that it's okay to take care of yourself, and it's okay to say, I need whatever, you know. That's not selfish.
How do you mean that you discipline differently?
Well, for instance, you know, when I was growing up, and possibly you too, we might have been spanked, you know, or sent to our room, or, you know, just even shamed. Some of the older people said, yeah, my mom said, if I don't shame you, who will? That's not what you do with an adoptee, because they already feel shame. They already feel like rejected.
Oh,
so, you know, or in times of, you know, they were maybe abused in a foster situation.
Yeah.
If you go spanking, boy, you know, that's going to wreck them. So instead of spending a time out, you know, like go to your room and think about what you've done, have a time in. Bring them close to you and let them sit with you, and maybe just sit in silence. Maybe have your arm around them. That's way, way different than you're banished to your room, you know.
Is that true just about adoptees, or is that also true about, that's true for all kids, no?
You know, I didn't have biological kids, but there is something different about a biological kid understands discipline. They don't like it, you know. They know, okay, I did that bad thing, and I'm going to have correction now, or discipline. They'll take it. They won't like it. They'll take it in the manner which it was given. This is for your correction. You know, an adoptee takes it like you're banished. You know,
wow.
You are rejected once again.
Wow.
That's the difference.
Yeah, you got to be really, really careful. So did you catch on to this when your kids were... Did you catch on to this when your kids were young? Or did you go through trial and error?
Like I said, the blind hog.
Yeah, blind hog. Okay, the blind hog.
But not until I got this body of evidence for the book and through my research and talking with people that I really get it. And I cried. I had many days where I cried at the realization of so many things that I had missed. And that's why I wrote it, because I thought, I don't want other parents to be out there feeling like, oh, my gosh, you know, if I'd only known. But there were glimpses. You know, one of our children just was extra fearful. And instead of making fun, you know, at first we were like laughing, like, come on, you know, there's nothing, you know, to be afraid of. She would think she'd hear things, you know, and she was real fearful. And then I caught on in not too long. I thought, you know, I don't need to be making fun of her here. There's something really deep there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so
she probably doesn't
know
it. She probably doesn't even remember it.
Oh.
Yeah.
No. And so there, as I got educated, we went to both of our children who live out of state, different states, and just had a real heart-to-heart. And there were tears, you know, on both sides. And,
wow.
And they received my apologies, and they said, man, I'm glad to know this. It makes so much more sense. I didn't even know. Wasn't even in touch.
That's got to be a powerful sensation or feeling when you're adopted.
Truly.
That you didn't know somebody didn't want you. But somebody did want you on the other hand. So that's not the only thing.
Robin,
we're out of time, Robin. Thank you so much for being on the bright side.
Thank you, Ben.
It's been a pleasure speaking with you. Good luck with everything. Open-Eyed Adoption is the book. The website, Robin Hitt, and that's HITT, robinhitt.com for coaching. Thanks, Robin. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Take care. That's it for the bright side on this Sunday evening. Thanks for listening. We'll be back at you tomorrow or next week, Saturday, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. Till then, have a beautiful week.
Ben Fuchs is a registered pharmacist who has been using nutritional supplementation like medicines for decades, seeing tremendous health benefits. That's why he drinks Pollen Burst from Longevity's complete line of nutritional supplements.
Pollen Burst has got the B vitamins in there, and the B vitamins are so fascinating because most people are going to be deficient in the B vitamins because they're rapidly processed out of foods. So if you're eating foods that are cooked, if you're eating foods that are frozen, if you're eating foods that are prepared in any way, you're going to be deficient in these B vitamins. And the B vitamins work on the parts of the body that move the fastest: the brain, the heart, the skin, and the digestive system. Those are the four systems that respond rapidly to the B vitamins.
To feel changes in your body's fast-moving systems, order Longevity Pollen Burst by calling 877-551-1301. That's 877-551-1301 or on the web at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.